With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A massive search continues for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive in New York.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney tells CNN video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab. And the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
A $50,000 reward from the FBI is offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Also at SRNnews.com, political observer Ben Domenech says when it comes to artificial intelligence, the U.S. has fallen behind sharply.
We are seeing China, you know, really outpace us in recent years in ways that we don't fully understand yet. You know, certainly it's something we're all paying attention to, but it's something that can't be allowed to happen in such a critical time.
Domestic policy expert Matt Kenteny says he wasn't surprised when President Biden pardoned his son so much as by the scope of the pardon.
He's not just pardoning Hunter for the crimes for which a jury found him guilty, the tax evasion crime and the gun charge. He's pardoning Hunter for all crimes he may have committed over a period of 11-some years.
Continetti says it raises questions about what President Biden may be trying to conceal about his own connection with Hunter's suspected influence peddling activities over the years. It's no surprise that Joe Biden wants to spend all the congressionally approved money it has left to bolster Ukraine before Donald Trump takes over as commander-in-chief. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will provide nearly $1 billion more in longer-term weapons support to Ukraine. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them all as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers entertainment by drag queens. Also, another Christmas market that specializes in porn. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. Meanwhile, the Christmas markets are so under security. A 2016 Muslim extremist plowed through a crowd of market goers in Berlin with a truck, killing 13 and injuring others. This is SRN News. A member of the city government in Boston is in trouble, U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy.
Boston City Council member Tanya Fernandez Anderson was arrested on federal public corruption charges. These six felony charges stem from an alleged kickback scheme that she orchestrated to obtain several thousand dollars in taxpayer money in exchange for a bribe she paid to a staffer. She gave her a very large bonus.
That indictment was returned by a federal grand jury earlier this week. A Pennsylvania couple divorced 50 years ago, and now they're going to tie the knot again. Faye Gable and Robert Winrich were married in November 1951, had four children, divorced in 1975 for reasons they declined to discuss. Both eventually remarried and remained with their subsequent spouses for many years until they died. Gable and Winrich always had a good relationship, and they'd recently decided it was time to take the plunge again. More news at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.